Senior General Manager for Demand Management at Eskom, Andrew Etzinger, joins me on the line now. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're having a very busy morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Before perhaps I should off with my questions, let me ask you one which was asked by a listener a few moments ago. There was an announcement by the Minister, Pravin Gordhan, that we will be importing some Italian expertise to come and help us with some of the challenges we are facing now. Two-part question, have we had those Italians coming into the country, and what are they going to be giving us that we can't get from expertise in South Africa?
The announcement of the Italians coming through to Eskom, I think, was made about a month ago or so, if I remember correctly. The Italians come from a utility called Enel, which Eskom has fairly good relationships with and has had those relationships in place for a number of years. So we have ongoing interactions. I met with my counterpart in Enel, for example, 2 weeks ago. So those relationships are there. And as to whether the Italians would be arriving in mass, as I think that, the minister's statement may have been interpreted as, no, that has not happened. But certainly with Enel, and for that matter with EDF from France and with other utilities around the world, we have good cooperation, and we rely on the expertise to give us a fresh pair of eyes, particularly at the new power station. So it's not a mass arrival, but certainly yes, we are working with Italians, French, and others.
So the president, for example, acknowledging that both Madupi and Kusile have not delivered on what we were hoping they will be delivering on right now. The minister acknowledging a couple of weeks ago that there were design flaws in designing those power plants. Are the expertise that we're importing and consulting helping with those two specifically? And what have they identified to be some of the challenges?
Yes, certainly. That is a big area of focus for us. And to put that into perspective, if Madupi and Kusile were working as they should, we would not be having this discussion. It's as simple as that. We urgently need these plants to be up and running, and then that would solve the problem. As to the nature of the problems, that we do now know, and there's been a lot of specialists applying their mind to it. We know exactly now why it is that these power stations are not at optimal level. We're now in an issue, really, to put it mildly, of legal and contractual battles to make sure that where the contractors that designed and developed the project need to be responsible for the upgrades and repairs, that they do it. But at the same time, there are other areas which perhaps it is not their fault, if I can put it in inverted commas. But ultimately, what we've got to do is we've got to get these plants up and running. So that is where the dilemma lies. We've got to do the work. We can't sit in legal battles and contractual battles forever. And what we have undertaken is that by the end of March, we'll have a clear road forward, and we'll get going on the work. As to who pays for it, that will be a separate issue.
All right. Approximately 18,000 megawatts of your total generation capacity is currently unavailable. That's 40% of what you produce, which equates to 45,000 megawatts. 8 generator units are currently down for maintenance of boiler tube leaks. How soon can we have those repaired and producing electricity again?
The repair of boiler tube leak is in most cases, about a week. It depends on where specifically that leak is. I won't get into too much of the technical details, but it takes about a week. The dilemma is that while those 8 will be repaired, certainly within a week, others will go out. So it's an issue will go out with boiler tube leaks. So boiler tube leaks is a common form of failure in a coal-fired power station. What we've got to do is we've got to make sure that the unprecedented 8 at the moment is brought down to 7, 6, 5. You know, we've got to get the trend going down. And for that purpose, we will be implementing very shortly a surveillance program on all the boilers in the Eskom fleet to pick up these faults before they actually materialize. Each boiler contains about 600 kilometers of steam pipe. All of that has to be mapped. We have to get all the data and analyze it and use that to predict where the next leak will be and deal with it as soon as we can without waiting for catastrophic failure within the boiler, as has been the case for those 8.
Now, the challenge has been the shortage of diesel, which means that you've been unable to run your open cycle gas turbines. Any hope of diesel being shipped into the country in the next few hours, perhaps?
A ship arrives, according to our information, tomorrow, and we'll be offloading diesel from Thursday is the expectation, which will help ultimately both the Ankerlech down in your part of the world as well as Gariqua to get up and running. And that will certainly make a big difference. That's a game changer. We get that right, plus once we get power restored from Cohorebasa in Mozambique following the cyclone there, the situation would return to, if I say normal again, still very tight, but that would give us a big relief on the grid.
On to that, because that has been the focus of all reporting this past weekend. Only 1,400 megawatts of the shortage of supply, if you like, is attributed to those lines that have been blown away by the cyclone Idai. How much of our electricity is actually generated from outside of South Africa and therefore imported down the lines?
The vast majority of power imported by Eskom into South Africa comes from Cohorebasa. And the vast majority of power exported from South Africa is actually also goes to Mozambique, to the smelter, the South 32 smelter called Mozal in Maputo. So our biggest trading partner for electricity is Mozambique. And besides the Cohorebasa power station, there's very few other opportunities at this stage to import power. So it really is up to us to get Cohorebasa up and running as soon as possible.
You have warned us that rolling blackouts would continue until Wednesday. Is that still the earliest week, or Thursday rather, the earliest we can expect some semblance of normality as far as generation of power is concerned?
Unfortunately, yes. And when it comes to the supply of diesel, when it comes to the restoration of power from Cohorebasa, and when it comes to the return to service of the plant out with boiler tube leaks, unfortunately, things do look positive from Wednesday onwards. But until then, it's going to be tough. It's going to be stage 4 load shedding until then, I'm afraid.
I'll ask the question I asked Adrian Lekay, who speaks on behalf of the minister. Minister Pravin Gordhan making an undertaking that come the end of April, the prospect of load shedding will end. Is that a deadline that you can meet for the minister and government?
We'll be doing an assessment actually during this week to look forward into winter. We've done an assessment up until end of summer, in November, when we gave that prognosis to say that we would be vulnerable to load shedding from time to time up until the end of April. We'll be looking forward into winter, and we'll be able to give a more accurate prediction of the situation once we've done it later in this week.
Andrew Etzinger, thank you very much for your time this morning, and certainly good luck to you and your team, Senior General Manager for Demand Management at Eskom.